although I came here quite a few days ago, about 2 weeks ago, but I didn't get a chance to meet you all. Usually when I come, one of the first things I do is I meet you all. But this time, because of the Rath Yatra festival, I could not meet you in this way, in such a forum. I'm very happy to meet you all. And I presume, so are you. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare So my first question is, how are you all doing spiritually? Excellent? Wonderful? Marvelous? Anyway, I'm sure that all three applies to you. So, spiritual life, always recognize, always remember that this is the most important thing in life. Everything else will come and go, but your spiritual assets will always stay with you. In this material nature, everything is temporary, everything is transient. The only thing that matters, only thing that remains with us endlessly, eternally, is our spiritual assets. And what is the spiritual asset? The spiritual asset is our relationship with Krishna. Our spiritual asset is our love for Krishna. That is what will always stay. So develop that love. And the main consideration is do whatever is necessary to acquire that love, to develop that love. Shailen, you have difficulty sitting on the floor, right? I assure you. Give him the chair there. Sit there. You can sit there. Give it to him there. Let him face. And yet, Guru Kripa, tumi edike chole esho. Now you are blocking their view. Tumi chole esho, let him go. Make some room there. You take the chair at the end of the. When you come to a program, try to come 15 minutes earlier, not 10 minutes later. It's such a short program, because at 6 o'clock I have to go up to do the program, to do kirtan upstairs. I could come on time, why couldn't you all come on time? And those who have come beforehand, thank you very much. So, the consideration is whatever is necessary, just do that to develop that love for Krishna. In simple words, spiritual life in one side, material life in another side. Now, which side you are going to go to? Ugrasen, can you sit there and listen to me? Come in. Come. There's plenty of space here. So, The instruction is jena tena prakarena mano krishne niveshayet. Jena tena prakarena, in simple words, is by hook or by crook. Fix your mind at Krishna. Mano Krishna, mano Krishne, niveshayet, niveshayet. Fix your mind at Krishna's lotus feet. Good that you came a few minutes late. If you came a few minutes earlier, you'd have been chastised. Jena tena prakarena mano krishne niveshaya. In whichever way it's possible, just fix your mind at Krishna's lotus feet. And structure your life in such a way that you become fixed up in spiritual life. You can become fixed up at Krishna's lotus feet. A few devotees who came a few minutes earlier, I told them that good that you came a little late. Had you have come a few minutes earlier, you'd have been chastised. We are talking about being in the program on time. So always remember that is our most important mission. Become fixed up at Krishna's lotus. And what actually causes us to become fixed, what actually enables us to become fixed at Krishna's lotus? Our love. When we love somebody, don't we naturally think about that person? Don't we naturally feel for that person and want to be with that person? So here also we have to develop our that love for Krishna. Then everything else will become easy. And the thing is that we naturally love Krishna. Everybody has natural love for Krishna. Only thing is that when we become covered by the illusory energy, then we forget to love Krishna. Then we tend to love things that are pleasing to our senses. Because we become so obsessed with ourselves and our consciousness becomes so much entrapped with our senses that is what really matters. It's our sense gratification that matters. And whatever is pleasing to our senses, that's what we want. And whatever is displeasing or distressful to our senses, we become averse to that. That is material nature, and that's why you forgot Krishna. Or that's what happens when you forget Krishna. We forget Krishna and naturally we become entangled in the illusory energy of the Lord. And that's why it is very important that we make it our life's mission to develop our attachment to Krishna, develop our love for Krishna. Actually, the goal of life is to love Krishna. But if we consider, what do we really love? If we sincerely make an assessment, then we'll see there are so many different objects that we love. But actually, Krishna is not there. Krishna is not the object of love. In this material nature, we have developed so many relationships based on love. But all those relationships are based on our body, based on our senses. Anyway, we are very fortunate that at least we found out who is the real object of our love. Ultimately, Krishna consciousness boils down to this point. We have love in our hearts. Is there anybody who doesn't have love? Every living entity has love. Just as light, just as fire naturally has light and heat, the spirit soul naturally has love. Wherever there is a spirit soul, there is love. And more conscious it is, greater is the degree of his love. Now the question is, where this love should be offered? We have love. We have our hearts full of love. Where should you offer it? We try to offer it to so many different objects. Now, the next consideration is, what do we want out of this love? Love is there, and what is our expectation out of love? The expectation out of love is joy. We want joy out of love. But materially, wherever we offer this love, we expect that there will be joy out of that love. But it doesn't happen. Maybe temporarily, for the time being, there is some. Like Romeo fell in love with Juliet. They are, both of them are very, very joyful. As they said, they were in seventh heaven. But then at the end, what happened? That joy turned into an acute suffering. He suffered so much that he decided to kill himself. Isn't that? Who died before? Who took the medicine? Juliet or Romeo? Any expert in Shakespeare? Anyway, one of them kind of took a medicine to pretend as if he's dead. Not pretend, I mean, to die temporarily. And he or she felt that now that he is dead, what's the point in being alive? So I'll kill myself. So we can see, like, this always, love stories end in tragedy. Love stories always end in tragedy. At least in real life. Greeks figured that out. They say Greek dramas are always tragedy. But you'll notice one thing, the Vedic dramas, there is no room for tragedy. The principle of our Natya Shastra is that drama should not end in tragedy. Because there must be a happy ending. And that happy end, why? Because all these dramas, all these literatures are based on Krishna. When you make Krishna the object of your love, it can never end in tragedy. It must end with a happy ending. There may be suffering in the beginning, but at the end, like as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, spiritual life is poison, like bitter at the beginning and sweet at the nectarian at the end. Whereas material life, sweet at the beginning and like poison at the end. So please become very, very fixed up with your spiritual life. Now at least we found a way. It's a way that we have to tread, that we have to traverse, that we have to move forward. We found the way. Are you convinced about the way, that this is the way? Yes. Then what are you going to do? Stay on this path. And when you are on this path, then it doesn't matter when it will reach the goal. If you know that you are on the right path, you know that in due course of time, you are going to reach your ultimate destination. So what is that ultimate destination? Krishna's lotus feet. Now I will ask you a few questions. How many of you are chanting 16 rounds? How many of you are chanting most of your rounds in the morning? Okay. And how many of you are reading Srila Prabhupada's books daily? Okay. And how many of you are rendering service to Krishna on a daily basis, regularly? How many of you are associating with the devotees on a regular basis? Very good. How many of you are systematically associating with the devotee? Okay, next question will be, how many of you are preaching? That means giving Krishna consciousness to those who don't have it. Very good. Okay, this is a very, very important thing. In spiritual life, we have to help others to make progress. By doing that, you will benefit. You know what is the unique aspect of the spiritual cultivation or spiritual practice? The more you give, the more you get. Materially, the more you give, the more you lose. But spiritually, more you give, the more you gain. So, therefore, make it a point to preach, give it to others. Go out and... Now recently in ISKCON we have started one program also. That is, everyone is engaged, everyone is being inspired to be engaged in distributing Prabhupada's books. And you know what happens when you open your computer, it automatically, if you are tuned into that program, automatically it comes. As soon as you open your internet email, the question is, how many books did you distribute today? Did you distribute Srila Prabhupada's books? So let's make that also a program. Like, this is how you'll preach. Make it a point to give it to somebody. Even if it's a small book, big book, like especially the men, like those who are dealing with outside world, meeting with so many people. Every day in course of your service, in course of your job, you meet so many people. And just at least to one person give one book. Make it a pro. How many of you will do that? Very good.
How do you register?
I'll find out. And this program has been started by one of our godbrothers, Vaisheshika Prabhu, who is a very committed book distributor for many, many years. He is working. Or he runs his business, but still, regularly, every day he went out distributing books. And now he is a spiritual master. Very, very nice devotee. And he goes to different places, and wherever he went, I mean, book distribution went up, 20, 30 times, the way he inspired the congregation. I'll request him to come to South Africa. He'll have a very, very wonderful effect here and response here. So that's one thing I'll request you all. And associate with each other on a regular basis. And in this respect, I will suggest it'll be very nice if you can develop a system like that they have developed in Chaupati Temple under His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj's guidance. That is called counselor counseling system. You see, it's a one is a counselor And he has a group of devotees, not much, maybe 4 devotees, 5 devotees. They are the counselees. So those who are receiving counsel, meaning guidance. And if you can create a team like that, it'll be nice, like among yourself, maybe you all can get together and... okay, maybe I can just initiate that program here or inspire you all to start that program here. Vijayalakshmi, sitting on the floor is all right for you? Okay? So, the program is something like, okay, if I ask you, how many of you would like to become a counselor? Please raise your hand. Doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman. Don't feel shy. Spiritual life means taking responsibility. Ravi, you had your hands up. Very good. Very good. See, Ravi Singh from Stanger, who organized a very nice program last night for us, he is the first one to come forward. How many of you will take some time and take up that responsibility?
Will there be any training? Will there be any training of some sort?
You will be training.
Will there be training?
The counselors... Well, we can, but let us see if we can start a system like that. Since you said, Anuradha, why don't you become a counselor?
I don't know.
Anyway, somebody, is there anybody who wants to do something for Krishna and Prabhupada?
Anyway,
sorry. So, if you want, since Anuradha, what you asked, I'll do one thing. I will get their program, Chopadi Temple's program, and I'll send them to you. Sometimes devotees go to Chopadi Temple to learn. Like, you know, I know a group of devotees came from Malaysia, stayed in Chopadi Temple for some time. And this is a very, very wonderful arrangement for a systematic growth. See how the growth will take place. Just let us consider. There is one counselor and have five counselors. Right? Now, in course of time, these 5 people will become qualified to take care of 5 people each. So now, from 5, it's expanding to 25. Now, these 25 people, in course of time, will be able to take care of 5 each. 125. See, just... And that is the secret behind the growth of Chopadi Temple. You know, everyone is taking the responsibility to expand the movement. So anyway, let me... Somebody take note. Hemanga, you said your hand went up. Okay. So take the names. Yes, okay. Maybe you and Ravi can work together. Because Ravi's hand went up. So you work with him. Initially, you start that way. Or can you take care separately? Okay, so Ravi can have one group, you can have one. Okay, very good. Very good.
It's just that you got to see that the counseling...
The thing is, you know, meet them regularly. Right? Find out, how is your chanting going? Are you reading Prabhupada's books? How is your spiritual life? So this is how, you know, like you take responsibility of a group. Shakshi's hand also went up.
Are you a
Anwar.
You have the manual from Chowpatty Temple. Wonderful. So what about yourself? I mean, you must take up responsibility for that. Because, you know, we need, you know, African leaders. So, and in this way, just start off, and I'm sure, like, within a very short time, you will be able to, like, those who are counselees, they will find that now they can embark on the situation where they can take the responsibility of five devotees. Right? Five or four, you figure it out. How it is. So, how many names you got?
Seven.
So did quite a few hands went up.
Eight. Let
me. Yeah, Anandamayi. Sunil Mohan? Yeah. Nine. Rangini Radhika's hand went up. She's a fired up preacher. I mean, I've seen her. She's a real fired up preacher.
You know what? I'll do it, Guru Maharaj. Like, you've given me this service in Ujjain, and I was contemplating because I've sort of let that run, with the Shambhavi. And I was contemplating of how to actually get it going for
now. Okay,
especially
very good.
With the woman.
Right. The women can preach to women, and men can preach to men. And so anyway, we have 10, so that covers 50 devotees. You start off like that. Anyone else volunteering? Okay. You want, okay. So, Aparna is made.
This is like a formal system where like devotees will be allocated to a particular person. As Prabhana Prabhu said, that they tried something similar, but it didn't work. Can we also try another way? Where I feel a lot inspired by Umakanta Prabhu, example, and Hemanga Chaitanya Prabhu. So can we have like a counseling system where the counselees approach the counselors for counseling?
Yeah, yeah. So if, say, Umakanta can be another one. And, yeah, the first thing can be, you can say, these are the counselors, and who would like to join which group. So that way you can have their first choice. And the counselors also can select the members of their group also. In both ways it can work. It should be voluntary, it should be spontaneous. It'll be nice if you can set up a system like that, because then what will happen, you'll be taking responsibility. And mind you, in Krishna consciousness, everyone is supposed to be a guru. That is the reality. In Krishna consciousness, everyone is meant to be a guru. But to become a guru, first we become a disciple. To become a teacher, first we have to become a student. It's a good student who will make a good teacher. So it's not that we are a student today and we are going to remain a student forever. No, we have to grow and take responsibility and grow up to become teachers also. Because, you see, knowledge or Krishna consciousness is actually knowledge. When you get the knowledge, then your responsibility is to give it out. Prabhupada used to use one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. I forgot the verse. Just one line I remember from that verse. That is, Gyano Khale Jathashwati. It is, the meaning of the verse is that if a lamp is covered with a basket, will there be any light? The lamp will be burning, because the basket has kind of holes for air to come in. lamp will be burning, lamp will not get extinguished, but the purpose of the lamp will not be served. So similarly, purpose of knowledge is to give out that light. Purpose of knowledge is to give out knowledge, educate others. I mean, if we keep the knowledge within ourselves, then what's the use? So that is why we have to take the initiative. And one thing I can very boldly say today, you know, this community, Chopati community in India, they're not only in India, they have spread in other parts of India as well. That community has at least 100 qualified devotees who can become gurus. How? Because they have cultivated and they trained themselves in such a way that, you see, if you can take, what is the purpose of a guru? What's the business of a guru? To take care of disciples and give them the knowledge, to have the knowledge themselves and give the knowledge to others. So, and if one is qualified to do that, then he is a guru. Whether he got an official stamp or not, it's a matter of time. And just the other day, we were in a discussion, I was telling in our GBC meeting that our movement needs thousands of gurus. And in course of time, we need not only millions of gurus, we need billions of gurus. If Krishna consciousness movement is to spread all over the world, just consider how many gurus. What's the population of the world?
7 billion.
7 billion. Maybe billion will be difficult, too much. At least we can say few million gurus we need in course of time. Even today I see. You know, I mean, simple thing I'll say, why do I have to fly all the way to South Africa to give initiations? You know, if qualified devotees are there in South Africa, then they can and they should become gurus. Huh? What's that? That's what you think.
That's what we know.
There may be one Bhakti Chara Swami, but there may be hundreds of spiritual masters. So, and I mean, the only person who is only one in ISKCON, that's Srila Prabhupada. I tell you, Bhakti Chara Swamis will come and go, but ISKCON will continue. ISKCON will continue because of Srila Prabhupada. And as long as Srila Prabhupada remains the center of ISKCON, ISKCON is safe. We saw in Gaudiya Math, because they did not put Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the center, Gaudiya Math fizzled out. It disintegrated. Whereas ISKCON, 35 years after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, is still going strong. Not only going strong, it's getting stronger and stronger because of Srila Prabhupada. Because of Srila Prabhupada's position as the founder acharya and because of the GBC body collectively managing the society. This is the secret of success of collective management of a spiritual organization. So try to associate. That is the main thing. That is the word. Associate. Like, what are you actually doing today? What are you doing today? Well, associate. And if we are not associating, then the purpose of this meeting is lost. The main purpose of this meeting or getting together, meeting with each other, is association. It can be just one or two, three persons, or it can be 200-300 people. So one point I will bring up, so you all please consider it seriously and consider what to do about it. I was told that many of you come only when I come. Is it true? So when I don't come, you don't come to a temple. Is it good? What should be done? Always remember that in ISKCON, your guru is not the center. In ISKCON, temple is the center. Temple is the unit. Whatever we do should be centered around the temple. So come to the temple. Render service, create a very nice atmosphere. So, otherwise, otherwise, I'll be accountable to Srila Prabhupada. If Srila Prabhupada asks me, so, you became a guru, and then you created your own group. Is that what I expected from you? What shall I tell Prabhupada? So that's why I always want to emphasize that Prabhupada is the center. Prabhupada is the center. And Prabhupada's ISKCON is Prabhupada's body. And the temples are the units where you are meant to function from. Make the temple the center. Always remember that we joined ISKCON, a spiritual organization. ISKCON is ISKCON a club or ISKCON a spiritual organization? So a spiritual organization is meant for spiritual development. So we have joined ISKCON for our spiritual development, spiritual uplift. And when you are in a society, like you remember, do you all remember what was one of Prabhupada's most important instructions before Prabhupada left this planet? Exactly, yeah. Your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate with each other. So cooperate with each other. Develop a loving relationship. You see, although we need to develop a love for Krishna, but we cannot possibly develop that love for Krishna because we cannot relate to Krishna directly. We can't, you know, although we are seeing Krishna's form in the temple, but there's no reciprocation. To us it seems that Krishna is standing there just watching us. Of course, with love, as we develop our relationship with Krishna, then we'll find the reciprocation. We'll see that the Krishna, the deity in the temple, is actually Krishna in my heart. The super soul, that same personality who is standing there in the altar, is in my heart as the super soul. There's no difference. And he's seeing me, he is hearing me, so we begin to communicate with him. That is how the communication begins. But until we come to that point, we must learn to develop our love for Krishna through association of Krishna's devotees. In Krishna's devotees, we find Krishna. We have to see Krishna. Because of the common interest, we develop a relationship. Like, for example, I'll ask Jagadananda Pandit. He loves to play golf. How do you feel about other golfers?
Yeah, right. Because they have a common interest, they develop friendship, isn't it? So similarly, when we have a common loving object, then we develop friendship. So we must learn to develop our friendship with other devotees due to our love for Krishna. And and it will be easy because we see that how much he loves Krishna. And it develop our appreciation. Oh, he loves Krishna so much. I can learn so much from him. And I want to be with him to experience that love myself. And what is opposite to love? Conflict. Opposite to love is conflict. And you know what causes conflict? False ego. Conflict is always a conflict. The souls don't conflict. It's the false ego that conflicts. So you put Krishna in the center, there'll be love. You put yourself in the center, which is the false ego, there'll be conflict. Therefore, we have to avoid, we have to overcome this conflicting attitude by developing our love for Krishna. And always remember that you have joined ISKCON to take spiritual responsibility to guide others. Guide others. What did Mahaprabhu say? Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling to South India, what was he doing? He was preaching. And then who he preached to, what did he tell them? Whoever he preached to, he said, whoever you see, speak to him about. Jare dekho, tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. And then, what's the next line? Amar aggay guru hoya tarui. Become a spiritual master. In my order. I am giving you the order. You become a spiritual master. So that is the role that everybody has to assume. And that's why I'm proposing this counselor-counselee system. Like, it's not that to be a spiritual master doesn't mean just big Vyas Puja, big Vyasasan, big etc., etc. Spiritual master means taking the responsibility to guide others in the spiritual life. Whether you have the stamp of a guru or not, but assume the responsibility of Guru on behalf of Chaitanya. Help them. And by helping them, you'll help yourself. And ultimately, what is spiritual life? Ultimately, spiritual life means the body, mind, and words. All three are engaged in Krishna's service. These are the three things from which we act. Kaya means body. Mana means mind. And Vakya means words, speech. So all three has to be engaged in Krishna's service. And we have to question, am I using the body for my sense gratification, or am I using this body to serve Krishna? That should be our constant question. With my mind, am I thinking of Krishna, or am I thinking of other things? Things other than Krishna. And with my words, am I glorifying Krishna, or am I talking about all kinds of mundane topics? So that is the most important consideration. So please become nicely, very nicely engaged in Krishna's service in this way. And although this time I came practically for 2 weeks, I came here on the 23rd and I'm leaving on the 8th. Oh, more than 2 weeks. About 25? No.
You came here on the
25th. Oh, I came here on 25th. Yeah. Jhoba 23rd. Okay, 25th, 5 plus 8. 13. Oh, no, 6 plus 8. Yeah, I stayed here for 2 weeks. Anyway, I always love to come to South Africa. South Africa is a wonderful place. I always like to come here. And I'll try to come back again in September. And it'll be like last time we did. Actually, last year only I told you all that I was so impressed with the program here that I'll come back again. And we'll have the similar program. We'll have a seminar for 3 days. Then that will go into Srila Prabhupada Memorial Festival. And like that, I'll spend a few days here. And okay, now I also want to tell you all about one program that we developed in Mayapur. You see, I'll just give you the little background of the Mayapur Temple of Vedic Planetarium. So this temple actually was meant to cost about $60 million. Out of that, about 25 million or maybe 20 million has been given by Ambarish Prabhu himself. He gave 20 million. And now the price has escalated so much. Like, things are, you know, like, things that were costing, say, for example, the marble that was costing, say, $100 per square meter, now is costing something like $170. They're importing marble from, I think, Vietnam and Turkey. Pure white marble. And anyway, like, there is, probably there'll be a shortfall of quite a substantial amount. Now, this, we started a program there, one program. This program is actually meant to enable everybody to do something for Mayapur. This program actually, the idea came from one devotee, Radha Jivan Prabhu, who lives in America. He's from India. He used to live in Mayapur. And actually in India it's a very common thing also. Like, you can donate a brick. Or you can, like in Ujjain temple we did, donate a pillar. Now they have come up with an even simpler kind of a project to enable everyone to take part. And that is called a square foot of donation. Donate a square foot of TOB, Temple of Vedic Planetarium. And one square foot is going to cost $150. And anyway, so I thought, actually I have the responsibility. Also, to when I go somewhere, I have been asked to present this. Therefore, I am sort of naturally, because Mayapur is where I am involved. So, request you all to consider donating at least a square foot. And there has been an amazing response for this. Like a group of devotees went to China and launched that. And there was a little girl. Now, you know, China is not really a rich country. So a little girl, she raised her hand, she will go home. So he asked that, how will you get this money? $150. He said, next month is my birthday, and I'll tell my dad to to donate for a square foot. I think she was a 6 or 7 year old girl. So, incidentally, I also can want to say that Jamunacharya already donated a substantial amount for my pool. Should I tell them? No? Yeah. Okay. Jamunacharya donated 1 million rands. There is another devotee who is from Bangladesh. You know, Bangladesh is not a rich country. And this person was a director of a bank, and he had, You know, probably many of you know his son, the Shubal Shakha. Shubal Shakha. Shubal Shakha's father, you know, he had 2 crore rupees. And his plan was, you see, my birthplace in Bangladesh, like, they wanted to do something there. But I discouraged them. So don't spend money there. Because Bangladesh is a very uncertain place. Like, we are getting temples, plenty of temples we are getting. Let's just get those temples. Let's not try to buy place and invest money. So I discouraged. And then he was wondering what to do with that money. He wanted to give that money. And he actually came up with the idea, should I give it to TOVP? I said yes. And 2 crore rupees means something like 3.5 million. That means about 400,000, 400,000 US dollars. So, you know, like, people are coming forward, you know, because this is Mahaprabhu's birthplace. This is ISKCON's world headquarters. So, anyway, there are different devotees, starting from a small little Chinese girl to big guns who are coming up with me. But how many of you would like to participate in this 1 square foot program? Wonderful, wonderful. So how do I get your names? Okay, give your names. Why don't you just write it down in a piece of paper? How many of you have pen and paper? Okay, maybe I can make 3 or 4 devotees. Yeah, take the names. Practically all of you will do it. Every one of you. Thank you very much. And the thing is, like, one thing I can suggest, that this you can give over period, 4 year period of time. Because the temple will be completed in 2016. 2013, 14, 15, 16. You have 4 years, and you can decide how many square foot it is. Sponsor. That's wonderful. Thank you all very much. And does anybody have any question? Okay, no question. So at 6 o'clock I'm supposed to go up to do some kirtan. There is some fruits, so we can distribute those fruits. You have to come really quick. We'll give the account. Anyway, we can collect it here. Collect it here. And